Hey there, and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis. And on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And we're continuing in our two-week series all about sex to start off your year really strong and hopefully make your sex life even better. And again, everything we talk about here is to give you information, but also the most important part of this is that you go to your spouse and actually talk about this with your spouse, because that conversation is going to lead to much more change than anything we could say here.
Yes.
And so we just encourage you to do that. I know a lot of you listen separately and then come back and talk about it together. So make sure you're having that conversation with your spouse. Today, we have one that we've touched on this a little bit, but we've not really talked about it in a while. And that is premature ejaculation, which is something that so many men experience and can leave a lot of men and women frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it is just what it sounds like if you're unfamiliar. I mean, it's when the guy climaxes too quickly and then
you said climax.
Like he's climbing.
I know. I was like, and then he takes that's a whole other climax.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have like a cold too. So I've got this weird voice on top of it.
I like it.
So he climaxes too quickly, which, you know, on one hand, you could say, well, it's a compliment to my wife. I'm so attracted to her. I can't control myself. But practically it leads to a lot of frustration, because once a man climaxes, then you can't maintain the erection. Mm-hmm. And then there's nothing that he can do to help his wife climax unless through manual stimulation,
right,
or oral stimulation.
Not
you can do those things. But right, through intercourse, you're not going to be able to, you know, it deflates. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows, like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
I know that you appreciate learning, because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college-level courses, some of their college-level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today. Quickly, basically.
Right.
So you have to keep that in mind. So there are ways to help prolong the process and make it enjoyable for both of you, and make it to where you can wait for your wife, which is the whole point, that both of you, this is like, you know, both of you should reach climax. So there are, in terms of products, there are things like desensitizing gels, which it doesn't just completely numb you, but it does give you just a slight little barrier of desensitization or numbness, that I don't even think sensitization is a word, but
I think
numbness.
Maybe.
Where you still feel it still feels great. You will reach climax, but you won't do it as quickly. Sometimes
condoms.
Wearing a condom is a natural barrier of kind of desensitizing, you know, so people say the downside of condoms is, well, it doesn't feel as good. But you know, the upside of that is, in addition to being a form of birth control, it will help you last longer, because the sensation isn't as great. And then on some of it's mental, like guys, you know, as you get close, you have to just kind of like, you got to take the mental reins and say, all right, I'm going to just think about baseball for a second or whatever it is you need to do.
Get your mind off.
To kind of stay in the moment, right. But slow yourself down.
That's right. And also spend more time, you know, making out to get the wife more inclined to climax, right?
Yeah,
so that you're not, you know, because I think that once you're, you know, in the act of intercourse, is he's more likely to have that premature ejaculation. Whereas if you're maybe doing things to stimulate the wife to get her more, you know, inclined to be near climax, then hopefully that there wouldn't be so much time.
You both finish quickly.
Right, exactly.
At that point. But
exactly.
You both have fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to it. I think that this can be a really, really, I mean, we receive a lot of messages about this where it you know, there's a lot of shame that the man feels about this because he feels like it's something he'll never be able to control. But I think, again, there are solutions. Just, you know, look for solutions. Talk to your doctor about it. I mean, this isn't anything to be ashamed of. It just means you're really sensitive. And and that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing. But
and really
a lot of times.
You're really turned on by your wife, which is
exactly.
Good.
But I think sometimes, too, this is something that usually decreases with age. I think that it won't be something that you necessarily always deal with, but in the time that you might be dealing with it right now, you know, look for those solutions. And also there might be some solutions we haven't even listed that we don't even know about that your doctor could help you to discover.
Yeah.
But be patient with each other. You know, for the wife that's listening, whose husband has this issue, be really patient with him and know that he doesn't want to have, you know, sex always be about him and always where you never are satisfied. I mean, most husbands would agree, like in the ones at least that write us, that is hugely, I mean, just seeing his wife experience pleasure is a huge turn on. He wants to be able to bring you to that point and share in the climax with you. But I think that it's easy as a wife to get frustrated. Like, well, gosh, I mean,
he's
how can
selfish,
I ever get there? Right.
And if a guy is just so selfish that he doesn't care, that's a completely
that's a whole other issue.
Different
yeah.
issue. That's, I mean, that's an issue in itself.
Right.
Of being a selfish lover is not being a lover at all. I mean,
right.
it's just completely using your spouse and you're not, but again, like Ashley said, most of the time the guy isn't trying to be selfish. He just, you know, he just has lost control of,
right.
And you, it's easy to get there. I mean, when you the train gets revved up, it's hard to hit the brakes and slow it down. But there are ways. And so talk through those ways. Like Ashley said, be patient with one another. And we're going to make this a short episode. I mean, if there's ever one to end prematurely.
Oh, wow.
I guess it would be this episode.
You're going to have this all the 2 weeks. We're going to have lots of fun little
innuendos.
Little innuendos. Hey. I mean, the middle school in us never goes away. The middle schooler. So, yeah.
It doesn't. I'll end it with a quick plug for our upcoming Exo Marriage Conferences. We would love to see you live at the events, or you can stream online, simulcast it. But come in person if you can. Go to exomarriage.com, click on the conferences link, and come wherever you can. We'll
Hope
be in Texas here just a month from now, less than a month from now. And then and that'll start kind of our little spring tour. But we love and appreciate you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.